Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 67, AMC, what helps, what hurts. So we had another, bad day today where the ladder attacked the stock. So much of it, again, over 70% taking place in the dark pool. And I know some people say, oh, the dark pool doesn't matter. Well, if it doesn't matter, why do they do it? They do it because it does matter, because that's more advantageous to them. And I think that's the hard part about this, that we got into this play, and if it had been handled honestly, the MOAS would have happened by now. And it would have been a smart play. We would have been richly rewarded. How rich, I don't know. I don't know where it would have gone up to. But instead, they've been able to manipulate it, running it through the dark pool, naked shorting, doing everything they can. So now it looks to us like, well, a bad play. Okay, fine. Maybe it was a bad play to get involved in something that was so rigged. Like I said, I talked about the claw game, right? You can position that claw right above the item. It grabs the item and it lifts the item up. But as soon as it moves, bang, the item, the prize just falls right out. And you can play that game all night. You are never getting that prize out of the claw machine. That's just how the game is for some people. And it's rigged. And it's hard to win a rigged game. It's funny, I don't know any... I want to say something. I talked about the 76ers, the 83-76ers, and the fo-fo-fo quote. That was Moses Malone. It wasn't Daryl Dawkins. That was Moses Malone's quote. So sorry about that. I got that wrong. Anyway, but the 1972 Olympic team, the men's basketball team, they were playing the Soviets for the gold medal. And they... the USA team won, but then the refs said, oh, there was an issue at the end and they had to replay it. And I think they replayed it and the US won again. And then I don't know if they did it once or another time after that, but it was like on the third time that the Soviets won, right? And they got the gold medal, and the US team never accepted their silver medals. The silver medals are still there in a vault, unclaimed. And, again, it's one of those things that, when you're playing a rigged game, it's hard. And it makes you, again, you say, well, was this a good decision, a bad decision to get involved? I didn't know how rigged it was. Yes, I understood they took away the buy button. My thought was, listen, when this thing gets rolling, I'm not going to be buying anymore. And even if it gets to, and would they be possible for them to pull the buy button again? I guess it is, but you'd think maybe they wouldn't be able to do it again, but who knows? But even if they did, even if it only got to $400 a share, that was still enough for me to make some money, right? So I was aware of that and understood the risks of that and was willing to go for that. I didn't know all the other stuff. And that part is frustrating. So when you say, well, was it a good decision or a bad decision? I don't know. I mean, to be honest right now, without the MOAS happening, you'd say it was a bad decision. I mean, if you're just living in reality. Now, it's one thing if you got in at $8, right? If you got in $8, yeah, you're doing pretty good still. But when you jumped in like I did, at the end of May, early June, and you were buying shares at $50, $55, sometimes $60 a share, and now, they dragged us back down into the 30s again. I don't know. It's hard knowing what you could have done. Hell, I could have. I remember when Bitcoin was 29,000, got to 29,000. If I put all my money in Bitcoin, it would have doubled by now, right? Which ain't the MOAS, but still, in the time we've been waiting for the MOAS, I could have doubled my money. My point being that as this drags on and on and on. So much money is tied up and opportunities go by. and it's frustrating. And I share those frustrations with you. Even just the ability to pay your credit card bills, you know, pay down your credit card bills or to do more. You sacrifice that, at least I do, to keep the position. And it's hard. The scary thing for me is, well, you know, if you give up and then the MOAS happens, you'll never forgive yourself, right? But again, how long are you going to wait? You're going to wait 5 years for a MOAS that may or may not come? I don't know. That's hard. But I just want to talk about, well, what helps and what hurts? And again, I'm not a financial advisor. I don't have the answers. We're just talking. And I think sometimes what helps, sometimes taking a step away from the ticker and just engaging in something else and trying to forget about it, you know, that helps. You know, the other day when I was driving myself crazy with sheep, I took a break and, you know, when I actually went back, it had gone up, you know, from it was in bouncing around 25, 26. And then when I started paying attention to it again, it was at 28, 29. So that was nice, right? But now it's, you know, it's going back down to like 27 now. But sometimes giving yourself a break helps. Focusing on some other goals helps. And just making sure you're financially secure. That if this does drag out to Christmas, to early 2022, to spring 2022, you know, we have the 1 year anniversary of the January surge. We have the 1 year anniversary of the June surge. That could happen. Very well could happen. Are you prepared to do that? And I think the hard part is for someone like me that's engaged every day and you're waiting for this to happen, you know, it's hard. In some regards, I like it. I like it when it runs. I get excited and, you know, it's fun and you feel like you're in this battle. But times it does take a toll and it is hard. What hurts? You know, I guess if you can buy your shares through the lit exchange so they can't just smother them in the dark pool, that helps. Don't, you know, there's ways to do that, I guess, through Fidelity. If you go online, you can find, just search, you know, YouTube or whatever. And I'm sure you can find the ways to do that if you're still going to buy shares. You know, what hurts? I don't know if scalping it, you know, probably doesn't help. But, you know, what could I say about that? You know, you got to do what you got to do. I think attacking, like I see the back and forth between GameStop and AMC. I mean, I don't think that helps. I don't know, you know, I think what helps at this point, you just give yourself a break, you know, make sure you get out there and know that this is not the end all be all of life. You know, giving yourself a mental break from it. And if you do go on Twitter, if you do, you know, try to support people, like their tweets, retweet them, make them feel like, hey, somebody's out there, has got my back. I've always said that, that I think that always helps people. And I don't know. Think about what you're going to do with the money that you make from this and what good you're going to do and maybe try to focus on that. You know, be positive about what your goals are if this happens. And I don't know. I'll hang in there with you. Hopefully you can hang in there with me. It does. It's very frustrating. I share your frustration. We've been on this, you know. It was nice to get up to 40, but then they knocked us right back down. And what's really going to change things? I don't know what's going to change things at this point. You know, they say Evergrande in China is, you know, that's getting to a critical point now, and maybe that could cause some more economic turmoil. And, you know, we'll see. I hope you can hang in there and do whatever you need to do to, you know, get through this frustrating time period. And hopefully better days are ahead. Hopefully we'll get a nice rip here one day. I don't know when or why or what time that will happen. But when it does, it's always a nice surprise when you just see the stock rip. And I miss those days. I wish they would happen more because it's fun. But hang in there, and I will talk to you on the next episode of the AMC Stock Story.